You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not a lot of entertainment news. I like entertainment news because sometimes the medical news gets a little negative. All we got is Jessica Simpson may be pregnant again. I think that's it. From what we understand, U.S. Weekly says she's pregnant again. She is trying, or she was trying. This wasn't an accident. And not that I think anybody would really admit that. I think that's horrible when you publicly admit something was an accident. I like the term surprise. It was a surprise, a pleasant surprise. But apparently she said no, she was losing weight and then got pregnant again on purpose. So good for her. Glad she got pregnant. Many people ask me, when is the best time frame to have the next child in terms of A, health of the mother, and B, what's best for the siblings? Should they be 2 years apart, 3 years apart, 1 year apart? There's no medical study. You could get pregnant pretty quickly after the last pregnancy. And the reason when a body is ready, believe it or not, I mean, I always tell a mother to wait a year or two, you know, just to kind of regroup and, you know, be able to bond with the baby and deal with things, etc. But when you start to menstruate again, after giving birth, your body is ovulating, and your body can get pregnant again. You know, there's been even studies, women that go off the pill, you know, don't really have normal periods. They go off the pill, they immediately get a period. The first month off the pill, they can get pregnant, and the baby is fine. You know, many of us in the past have said, no, wait. And I still tell my patients to wait until you know your body's on autopilot a little bit. But studies have shown you could get pregnant right after stopping the pill and baby will be fine. Personally, I like moms waiting a good year. I just think they do. I mean, I'm not going to go into my episiotomy, but Lord have mercy, I didn't want anything near there. But, you know, sometimes you do have, you know, mothers come in saying, husband wants to start having sex and I don't know what to do. And sometimes, you know, we'll extend that length of time to give them an out, you know. And I know some of you are like, whoa, that's so mean. Men need to have sex. She was pregnant, for crying out loud. Let him get some after the pregnancy. But, I mean, remember, I mean, I don't know, gentlemen, if any of you have had a 9-pound baby with a big head come out of your vagina, but it does freak people out. Okay, it does. It does freak you out a little bit. All right, baby came out, you're fine, but you really don't want to look below the waist as a mom. You kind of want to ignore, you know, that part of the body for a while and recoup. So honestly, I think a year after having a baby is fine. But you know, 6 months after 8 months happens, and babies usually are fine. Now, what is the most ideal for the kids? Should you have a sibling that's a year and 8 months older than you, or maybe a year and a couple months older, or is it better to be 2 years apart, 3 years apart? See, it depends. It depends if you have girls. It depends if you have boys. You know, it depends if you have a boy, girl. I think for a boy, girl, it doesn't matter. And I think the closer in age, maybe the better. With boys and girls, there could be the competition type issue. Now, twins seem to get along wonderfully, and they're born within minutes of each other. Twins, for some reason, do well, much better than siblings who were born close apart. But again, it all depends on the kid's competitive nature. You know, like I have two boys. I don't think we're going to have them. I don't think I foresee fighting over girls, the same girl. They're 2 years, 8 months apart. We gave birth after 8 months because my son wasn't growing, and we conceived him when the other kid turned two. Sorry to be that detailed, but basically they're 2 years, 8 months apart. And I don't think we're going to have to worry about the varsity sports and them competing in the sports or two boys. I don't think they're going to be fighting over the same girl, but they're close enough in age where when we want to see a movie, we've rarely had one say, I want to see a baby movie and I want to see a big boy movie. We never had that with the kids. They both wanted to see Finding Nemo when they wanted to see Finding Nemo. They both wanted to see Madagascar. Now they both want to see like the 007 movie and the Abraham Lincoln movie, which I still haven't had time to go see. I only go when it's matinee so I could save money, and I haven't had time during the day to go. But that is an advantage. Having the kids kind of close enough in age so that they like the same things really helps. But again, if you have a girl and a boy, that could be completely different. The girls going to want to see Tangled, or what's that other movie that has the redheaded, I don't know, there's some movie with a redheaded girl on the cartoon and Scottish. I don't know, something with a sword. I don't know. The girl may want to see that, and the boy may want to go see 007. The girl may not want to. So again, it all depends on the kids that you have. Girls, different. Girls, younger sister is always going to be a pain in the butt to older sister. Older sister was 6 years older than I, but even if she was 2 years older, I'd want to touch her makeup. I would think that her things were cooler than mine. So I don't think it matters. But let's say you want your kids to go to college together. Let's say you want your kids to be roommates together. Let's say, yeah, I would probably go for earlier. Also, it's nice to get all the baby stuff done. You know, every now and then I think about, oh, do I want one more kid? I mean, I'm 41. I could do it. It could happen. Even though I had a lot of problems with the first two pregnancies, you know, in terms of getting them out. I.e. episiotomy. No, I don't think I really need an episiotomy. I think they just ripped. I don't know. But anyway. You know, and when you have the big delay in kids, you know, you're still in that baby stage. So if you want to go and travel and not deal with strollers and all that, and I know it's kind of selfish to look at things that way, but when you go through the baby stage, it's hard. And then when you're finally out of the baby stage, it's kind of nice. Like with my kids, they could sit on a plane, read a book, entertain themselves, and I could work on my book. It's kind of nice. But then again, if I could have had 8 kids, I would have. I love kids. So, good question. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So, I know on the news they keep going back and forth with this fiscal cliff and what are they going to do to prevent it. And the only plan we keep hearing from Washington is raise taxes on the rich. Raise taxes on the rich, and I don't really see that how raising taxes on the rich is going to help when we don't have as many rich people as we need to make something like that work. Not to mention, the rich people are becoming less and less rich as each day of this recession progresses. So whatever money they think they're going to be able to tax these guys for, I think is going to be less and less and less. So to me, just taxing the rich is not a good enough reason. But now the scientific community want some answers also, because from what we understand, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are over 1 million United States citizens employed in the life sciences, biology, genetics, physical, social sciences, etc. And they think thousands of these people will lose their job if Washington can't get their fiscal cliff pooped straight. They say the potential job losses represent approximately 3% of total life physical and social science jobs. I think it's even going to be more than that, to be honest, especially with tax rates hiking up. They say the possible $56.7 billion cut to the Department of Defense budget may result in 14,000 jobs lost, or 4.6. They say the U.S. Geological Survey, cutting that by $59 billion, would result in about 16,000 jobs lost. They say the loss of research and development jobs is only the tip of the unemployment iceberg the fiscal cliff could create if scientific progress loses funding. We spent a significant amount of time talking about the other day on economics and why I think Washington doesn't know what they're doing when it comes to economics. But I think what it is we have, if I had to put this into a nutshell, we have an extremely spoiled society. Okay? People who are getting freebies don't want to give up the freebies. People who are at a certain tax bracket don't really want to pay more taxes. They think they're already paying taxes and, you know, one of the 50% of this country that is actually paying their taxes, they don't want to pay more. If we have funding for certain research projects, we're going to want that funding to continue. Nobody wants to make cuts and nobody wants to pay more taxes. I keep bringing up, if you're going to raise taxes, it's got to be a flat tax. This way, everybody in America is paying taxes. Okay? Flat tax based on the percentage of what you make. If you only make $100, you're only paying taxes on that $100. As opposed to if you're making $100,000, you're paying more taxes than the person only making $100. Flat tax always made sense to me. This way, the rich are paying more, which will definitely appease the liberals and the Democrats. But everybody's paying something. And I've brought up, when it comes to healthcare, like Medicaid, Medicare, the problem with Medicare is you already had to pay, you know, into the system. But with a lot of Medicaid recipients, why can't they pay $5 when they go see a doctor? Why can't they pay $10? Why can't they pay $15, $20? Why does it have to be 100% free? Again, we're spoiled. We don't want to have any changes. And Obama and Washington is going to want to please their constituents. The one thing we talked about yesterday was the only thing, you know, politicians are good at is politics. Making speeches, getting votes, campaigning. I don't think they know nothing about economics. Maybe you have a lawyer in the bunch. Maybe you have a doctor in the bunch. Maybe you have a tax attorney in the bunch. But for the most part, what these politicians are doing is they're being politicians. And so I don't know how we're going to fix this whole fiscal cliff thing. I don't want jobs lost. But I do know we're spending more than we're taking in. And the idea of taking more in is not a bad idea if you're collecting from people that aren't paying taxes. Now, I do realize there are people with disabilities that can't pay taxes because they can't work. I get that. I also realize that are veterans that can't get jobs when they come back. I get that. Okay? But we have a lot of people that just get out of paying their taxes. I don't know how they do it. I don't know why we're spending taxpaying dollars on IRS for this to happen. And then we're having a lot of government funding go to the illegals. And they're not putting money to the system, yet we are paying to support them, house them, schooling, medical, etc. Jails. And so we're just doing things wrong. Anybody could see it. A kindergartner could see it. So apparently they say the scientific job losses from the fiscal cliff would be a complete disaster, especially preventing a lot of the research that's going on right now. Already there's a scarcity of federal research dollars. They say that a report from the American Institute of Biological Sciences presented figures that the National Science Foundation could lose $586 million. Now, this wouldn't be, again, as huge a problem if Obamacare wasn't coming into play. Remember, Obamacare is going to be squeezing the pharmaceutical industry to degrees that we didn't anticipate. Yes, I think medications cost too much. Yes, I would like medications to be cheaper. Absolutely. But what is going to get cut as the government squeezes the pharmaceutical industry? Their research and development. And these fancy heart drugs, these fancy cancer drugs, these fancy transplant drugs, and means to do transplants robotically, et cetera, and other surgeries robotically. These are the things that are going to get cut. And we could have a huge backlash from lack of research, lack of funding to research, lack of new medications. Remember, we just discussed antibiotic resistance and superbugs. We need to figure that out. We also need to figure out how our aging population is going to knock at Alzheimer's. We also need to figure out how our aging population is going to be able to walk later. You know, I mean, knee replacements, joint replacements are expensive. And something tells me it's going to take a lot longer for you to get one now with Obamacare kicking in. How do we preserve our bones and our back and our joints now that we're outliving the cancer and the heart attacks? Okay, what if there's new types of cancers that come up or new types of infectious disease? Are we ready? Now, are some of these studies a little ridiculous? Yes, take a look at this one here. Okay? Researchers test to see if men's testosterone levels rise after arousal by testing them after visiting a sex club. Okay, now, yes, I'm a huge fan of testosterone and testosterone supplementation. I think it's important. But are we really wasting money on studying men going to a sex club? Really? A group of researchers decided to test this by visiting Las Vegas. They entitled their paper, Salivary Testosterone Levels in Men at a U.S. Sex Club. Okay? I don't know why they call it U.S. sex clubs. We have strip clubs. Maybe sex occurs in them, but it's not supposed to. That's illegal. All right. I guess they went to Springer. It's a Nevada club. I don't really know where Springer is. I live in Las Vegas. I don't really know where Springer is. But after paying a membership fee, all club users use the first floor, and the second VIP floor is available for an additional free, including a fetish room. With an average of 40, I guess, average age of 40, 44 men were recruited to take part in the study. 18 of the subjects ended up having sex. Only 26 just kind of looked at the women. Saliva samples were taken before and afterwards, and levels of testosterone were measured between 1 p.m. and 2 a.m. And they found, big shock here, that testosterone levels rose 36% during the visit to the sex club. Wonderful. Okay? They didn't think it had anything to do with age. Men's testosterone rose whether they were older or not. All right? So that is an example of a study that I think we really don't need to be spending that much money on. But, we'll see where this goes. I don't think we're going to hear much about the fiscal cliff, anything worth listening to in the next few days. I was watching the news, and they were just talking about Powerball all day. I mean, an hour of Powerball. You could see there's just probably not much news. So, what are you going to do? I mean, another study that came out, they say men actually want more emotional intimacy when it, just like women when it comes to sex. So this was a nice study that was done also, which kind of proves what we already know. We know men like intimacy. That old stereotype of men only want to have sex, love them and leave them, is not true. Men love the cuddlies. But this was called the International Sexuality Description Project. They found that 75% of young men only wanted one partner or zero partner. And only a quarter of the men actually wanted multiple sex partners in a pretty close time frame. All right, so a lot of our stereotypes are being dispelled and myths being dispelled. Again, I'd probably rather they spend the money on Alzheimer's, on autism, on arthritic issues. But I guess it's nice to know that men aren't as, meat hungry as we think. They do like a nice monogamous intimate relationship. You see, you men act all burly. You men act like you're all cool and stuff. You like being cuddled. I know you do. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you ever visit our website, please sign into our guest book. I love to see where you guys are listening from. And, again, I love being able to connect. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So this headline caught my eye. Mother raised her daughter as a boy for 2 years, even deceiving the child's father. I guess this happened in Brazil. She convinced everyone her daughter was a boy after altering her birth certificate while in the hospital and christening her Samuel. I guess she was finally found out when the girl's aunt became suspicious and managed to take a peek at the little wee-wee. Mother reportedly claimed she did it because she had been abused as a child and didn't want her daughter to suffer the same way because she was a girl. She told how after being discharged from the hospital, she scratched out the tick on the female box on the baby's birth certificate and marked male. Don't you think somebody would have figured this out? She then managed, I guess, to dupe staff at the registry office and the girl was registered as a male. She even convinced the baby's father and grandparents that the girl she had was a boy. Does anybody help her change diapers? This blows my mind. We have no idea if she was living with the father at the time. They say for 2 years she was able to do this, treated Samuel as a boy, dressing the girl in boys' clothes, boys' toys, cutting hair short. This would be actually a very interesting study to see if the girl will still, I guess, prefer girl type stuff later, or if the girl would be heterosexual or homosexual. This is exactly the type of study that science, the type of history scientists would love, because people always think there's an environmental cause to homosexuality. And again, this, it would be very difficult, because if the child was already destined to be homosexual, then how do you know if the environment changed them or not? But something like this, having a 2-year history of a child being raised a different gender, gives scientists so much data. It's going to be interesting. I guess the girl's paternal grandmother told Record TV she never once imagined that her grandchild was a little boy. I didn't suspect a thing. It was an aunt who had doubted it, and I guess at a family party was able to take a peek. Now, that also is a little concerning, you know, where, I mean, there's a lot of things concerning with this, too. But apparently somebody was able to look at the child's genitals. Not that we want family members peeking at other kids' genitals. I guess somebody had to figure it out. All right, so social services confirmed that the girl had been placed in foster care, and the child's judge is now going to study the case. Interesting. There was actually a report. I don't have it in front of me, where somebody committed suicide, jumped off a building because she was pregnant with girls and wanted a boy. You know, sometimes parents do weird things. Moms could in postpartum depression. Both parents could do weird things, but in this particular case, it sounds like this was mom. And postpartum depression could lead to postpartum psychosis. You know, people always go, I can't believe somebody would be that crazy. I've never known that person to be that crazy. But remember, that's what postpartum psychosis can manifest as. She had the baby. Maybe she wanted a boy. I don't know. I mean, I thought in Brazil they could still ultrasound and have means of prenatal care. Who knows? Unless she was planning this all along during pregnancy, which means then it wasn't postpartum depression or psychosis. But, you know, there's a variety of different things why people do kooky stuff. And what if that is the case? What if she was so scared that because she was a girl, she was a target, she didn't want her child being a target, so would dress him as a boy? I would say she's naive, because boys are targeted in sex scandals. Look at the Jerry Sandusky case. So I definitely say she was naive. But, I mean, I do have to admit, parents that have boys do always seem to show a sigh of relief that they don't have to worry as much when, you know, they hear of these cases of rape, et cetera, with girls. And so, I mean, I'm not sure what happened to her in the past, but could it have been significant enough where she really wanted to protect her daughter to every degree possible? It could be. This could not be psychosis. This could be something that she really thought she needed to do to protect her daughter, because rape is a very common thing in the area that she lives. I don't know. I mean, people did stranger things during the Holocaust to protect themselves, right? I mean, Titanic, somebody dressed up as a woman to get off the ship. And so I think probably more people than we think did that. So it's kind of an interesting case. But I do find it weird that the other mother had jumped herself off a cliff because she had twins of a gender that she didn't want. That always kind of blows my mind. Now, what has blown a lot of our minds was this Hungarian politician that urged the government to draw up lists of Jews who posed a national security risk. Now, I am not reading you something from 1939. I'm reading you something from something dated 2012, November 27th, yesterday's date. Apparently, there's a politician who publicly thinks that this is acceptable to ask for a list of Jews who pose as a quote-unquote national security risk. His name is Martin Gyengoski, leader of Hungarian's third strongest political party, Jobbik. said this list was necessary because of heightened tensions following the brief conflict in Gaza and should include members of parliament. Now, of course, many people think this whole anti-Semitic rant is ridiculous. Some people find it scary. Many of us are reminiscent of what happened back in Holocaust times. Millions of Christians and Jews killed, Hungary, Poland, Russia, Germany, Austria, etc. From what we understand, 500,000 to 600,000 Hungarian Jews died. I don't have the number for Christians who died in Hungary, but we know it was thousands as well. And to have somebody in this day and age, ask for a list of Jews and not fear the unpopularity of the idea is a little scary, a little creepy. Now, this isn't the first time somebody has since World War II been bigoted and racist, okay? I mean, we have Ku Klux Klan, we've had a variety of groups and factions. But to have this so reminiscent of Holocaust times and pre-Holocaust times, right, asking for lists of Jews, it it's pretty unsettling. So I'm not sure what's going on and what's going to happen with this. But as we get more information, we'll definitely fill you in. Something that's been kind of interesting in the news is there's a gentleman who is called the Popeye Man. Have you guys seen this? There's a bodybuilder named Mustafa Ismail who works out at World Gym in London, I believe. And he has the world's largest biceps. From what we understand, his biceps are about 31 inches. Now, according to the Boston Globe, the Guinness Book of World Records is a little uncertain and is trying to figure out if Mr. Ismail should actually be recognized. So they're going to now investigate to see if possibly these are steroid-induced or did he have injections, etc. I don't think he looks like Popeye. It's kind of a weird-looking arm, if you ask me. But 31-inch muscle mass in his arms. He does work out at World Gym in Milford, from what we understand. I believe he does have witnesses. Let's say he works out. I just don't, I guess Guinness Book of World Records doesn't believe that they're real. Don't you hate that? I get asked that all the time. Dr. Dahlia, are they real? Yes, they're real. Don't you hate that? People ask if they're real. I hate it when people ask if I'm pregnant. No, I'm not pregnant. Why do you think I'm pregnant? Oh, I just was looking at the tummy and you just seem all emotional and, you know, you're glowing. I'm glowing. Really? That's why you think I'm pregnant? All right. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I give lots of talks throughout the city, multiple cities sometimes, you know, about health issues and ask the doctor impromptu. They'll throw questions out and I answer them, which is kind of why I do the show. It's a call-in medical show where I just answer people's medical questions. But it's funny, when I give a talk to kids, I actually get little butterflies. I'm supposed to be speaking to a whole fifth grade class today in a few hours. I'm excited about it, but I'm actually prepping. I don't usually prep for talks, but I'm actually finding myself prepping because I just think they're going to ask me these questions and the teacher's there and it's going to be school type questions. Isn't that weird? Adult questions I can handle. Kid type questions, Wow. In fact, one of them actually did ask me how somebody gets pregnant in the last time I went there. So maybe that's why I'm a little nervous. And the funny thing is I forgot where I was. So I actually started going into fertilization and stuff. And the teacher stepped in and said, we're going to be discussing that in a couple weeks. And I go, oh, thank heavens, thank the Lord. So I find that kind of funny that I'm noticing I'm sitting there prepping to speak to fifth graders when I usually don't prep for my adults. Interesting stuff. Oh, well, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dalia, and follow us on Facebook. Oh, I'll tell you that one on Facebook. I will. You know, I was we were discussing earlier today, this judge ordering tobacco companies to admit they lied over smoking risks. Now, did you guys hear about this? This happened yesterday. A federal judge had ruled that tobacco companies, all right, rather than putting Surgeon General warnings or those pictures, they now have to do something extra. They have to actually spend money on a campaign that tells the U.S. public they lied about the dangers of cigarettes. From what we understand, back in 1999, Justice Department accused the tobacco companies of racketeering. Remember that? This latest ruling comes from U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler, wrote that this campaign would be the best thing to counterweight to the past deception by the companies way back in 1964. So current companies have to pay for something that happened 60 years ago and continued to happen and basically smack themselves in the face publicly. Now, you all know I am no fan of tobacco companies. I'm no fan of tobacco. And I'm not going to be defending them in this segment, but I do find it a little creepy when the government steps in and says, you need to counterweight the past deception. It's like, we're going to punish you for past deception done by people in their industry. I mean, maybe not currently these guys already CEOs and managers of the firm, but we are going to force you to punish yourselves in front of people and pay for the punishment. Now, I don't know if they could legally do that. I don't know if that's constitutional. Now, you would think if a judge wants to punish them, she would say, all right, we are going to now need you to help fund cancer research for lung cancer or help fund smoking cessation programs. Maybe that is a little easier to digest because at least you're going to turn this money into something positive, even though I still doubt the constitutionality of even that. But to tell a company that you need to spend millions of dollars punishing yourself publicly about you lying doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, turn it into something productive. But what also is a little creepy and is kind of, you know, ticking off my spidey sense is if they could do this to tobacco, are they going to do this to Hostess? Or are they going to do it to Jack Daniels? Are they going to do this to Grey Goose? Or, I mean, a variety of other types of other companies. Are they going to do this to Toyota? You made us think your car was safe. People got into car accidents. You need to now publicly campaign that you lied that your car was safe. Well, the car is safe to be built. I didn't tell anybody to drive 80 miles an hour. Just like the tobacco companies did not tell you to smoke two packs a day. All right? If somebody wanted a cigarette, they had sex, they came back from war, they wanted to have a cigarette, it was your business. And tobacco companies offered cigarettes. Nobody told you to smoke two packs a day. Now, yes, should they have been more forthcoming of the secondhand risk, the third-hand risk? Absolutely. And if it's true that any of the data was hidden, that is wrong. But still, make the punishment something that could be more positive. I would rather they spend money on lung cancer research and lung cancer prevention than a poster saying, hi, the judge told me that I lied. Apparently, one of the statements the companies will be required to use, one of the many, is this following statement. A federal court has ruled that the defendant tobacco companies deliberately deceive the American public by falsely selling and advertising low tar and light cigarettes is less harmful than regular cigarettes. And smoking kills on average 1,200 Americans every day. So apparently these are statements they have to put and they have to spend money putting. I don't need to see that statement. All right. Oh, I lied. I was bad. Do something for lung cancer. Do something for tobacco cessation. I mean, should the government just outlaw tobacco? I mean, telling a company, telling an industry to smack yourselves in the face publicly, to me, doesn't really make sense. If you are mad at the tobacco industry, then maybe ban tobacco sales. But I don't think they could do that either. So whatever they're trying to do within the constitutional realm they're doing, it's just, this is kind of ridiculous. So apparently, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says requiring the tobacco companies to finally tell the truth is a small price to pay for the devastating consequences of the wrongdoing. I mean, well then, you know, have the campaign tell the truth. Say these can cause cancer. But then where do we go next? Do we have to have Jack Daniels or some of the very, you know, very popular alcoholic companies have on their billboards, alcohol can cause pancreatic cancer, alcohol can cause liver disease, alcohol can cause people to become inebriated, drunk driving. I mean, where does it stop? Is Hostess or some of the other companies that sell yummy stuff like Little Debbie, are they going to have to do an advertising campaign saying we are bad, this caused obesity, people got diabetes, people died, are bad? I mean, where is this going to stop? I don't think they're going to stop with just tobacco. Remember I told you years ago you could see certain companies discriminate and certain people discriminate against smokers, and I understand it's a public health risk, but I'm like, it's not going to stop there. And you started to see companies say, if you smoke, we don't hire you. If you're a vet, came back from Persian Gulf or recently Afghanistan, and you smoke, you don't get hired here, you're a smoker. Boom. We're going to discriminate against smokers, we're allowed to do that. Okay. I mean, they're not supposed to discriminate against women, not supposed to discriminate against blacks, Jews, etc. But we found it okay for them to discriminate against smokers. Well, then what happened next? Well, what happened next is a company decided, well, I'm going to discriminate against obese people. If you are of a certain BMI, you ain't getting hired. So who's next? Now, I do understand we have a big problem now that Obamacare is again thrust into the employer's pocketbooks. And employers are going to want to save money. And they are going to want to discriminate against employees that are going to cost them more money. Well, what's an example of an employee that's going to cost them more money? Someone who's older. Well, now we got age discrimination. They also may want to discriminate against an employee that has multiple family members because they have to pay a certain percentage of family members' insurance. So now if you have a family or you have kids, you can be discriminated against. Just realize, even though we don't like tobacco companies, we still have to step back and go, is this something that could expand to something a little bit more territorial? All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.